Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. And as always, it's a pleasure, especially on this day. This is Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everyone. It's good to be with you live. It's my 10th live Christmas Day show. I shouldn't say my 10th live Christmas Day show, but it's my 10th live Christmas show. Because there were times when, you know, over the last 10 years, when Christmas was on a Saturday or a Sunday, and I broadcast Monday through Friday, as you know, live on those days, and so I might have done my Christmas show on Friday or Monday. So, but anyway, it is my 10th live Christmas show, and most of them have been on Christmas Day, like this one is. And I usually do about the same things. I've got some things I want to read from a history book, pretty darn good history book, and this particular history book. This part of this history book was written by a guy named Isaiah. Here's what Isaiah had to say. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. That was written about 750 years before this happened. And this is from a guy named Luke who wrote this. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And shepherds were living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Now that's a pretty good little accounting of the prophecy and the actual birth of one individual. Now, there are a couple of reasons why I wanted to tell you that story and why I tell you that story every Christmas when I do my Christmas show. One of them is because today is the day that, as a Christian, I and 2.4 billion other people around the world are celebrating. That's a lot of folks. And not the majority of the folks on Earth, but a lot of folks. 2.4 billion Earthlings look to this person as someone very special. One human being. Now, you and I both know that, that this one human being, at least Christians believe this one human being, had some pretty significant credentials, a pretty good resume. But I want you to think about, I want you to think about the other individuals that this person inspired, other individuals in the history of humanity that this person inspired, this person Jesus Christ inspired. All of the individuals who went on to do great things, and they were just one person. One of the things I'd like for you and me to think about is what possibilities there can be for what one person does. Many times you and I think about just being us, just being me and you, and I'm just one person. What can I do? How much of a difference can I make? Well, think about that. And while you're thinking about that, don't just think about the people who can do good, who have done good things, the individuals who have done good things. There are also plenty of people out there who were individuals, just one person, who have done bad things, who have done evil things, who have been evil. One of the things that I've decided, that I've thought about a lot, is the difference between leveraging good and evil. It's easier to leverage evil than it is to leverage good. One evil person, one bad person, can do more bad things in a minute or an hour or a lifetime, I think, than one good person can do doing good things. I think it's just easier to leverage that. So what does that mean? That means that regardless of what faith you follow, if any faith, if you live on the earth, if you're an earthling, you're a human being, and you care about other people around you, you are a good person, you want to do good things, it's going to take more of us doing good things to overcome the evilness that's out there, the things that you and I know, that we see, the people we know, that we know of, who are not, who don't have the best interest of you and me in our, in their hearts. And what was it Edmund Burke said? The only way for the evil men in this world to succeed is for good men to do nothing. I'm paraphrasing him a little bit, obviously. So one of these, one of the things I'd like to encourage you to do on this Christmas day is not to be intimidated by the fact that you're just one person, but to celebrate the fact that you are one person who can do good. And I'd like to encourage you and me to go forth today and to do good. It's almost 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Not a lot of small business today. We're going to do, a little bit of that. But mostly it's going to be about other things, especially Christmas things on this Christmas day. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if it sounds a little different today, it is because it is different. I'm on the road today, traveling around and visiting folks and enjoying the Christmas day. I'm glad you're with me, and I appreciate your time. I want to say a special Merry Christmas to everyone. This is Christmas Day, and I hope Santa was good to you. There are some people, though, ladies and gentlemen, who are in other parts of the world, well, maybe not so much in other parts of the world. Sometimes they might be sending a post right here in the United States, and or they may be in other parts of the world. They may be in Afghanistan or maybe in Iraq, maybe in Germany, maybe in Korea, maybe in Philippines, Japan. Lots of different places that are the men and women in our military, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, Coast Guard, the folks who wear uniforms, the folks who suit up and mount up every day and put the uniform of our nation on, the many different uniforms on, and they're standing a post right now. They're not complaining, they're not whining. In fact, they volunteered for that job. And I think that I'd like to encourage you and me on this, at this moment, to slow down just a little bit in our lives and to think just a little bit about them, and to thank them for their service. You know, it blows my mind that we seem to want to say, regardless of whether you agree with whatever. And the more I hear that, the angrier I get about that. You know what, folks? Don't even think about what they're doing. You know, don't take the politics out of all this. Take the geopolitical policies out of this. We got human beings out there who are standing a post on behalf of you and me. And I want to read something poem someone wrote a long time ago, a Christmas poem for them. "'Twas the night before Christmas, he lived all alone, in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see, no tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read? Curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened and I heard a rough voice. Don't cry, Santa. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I started to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still. And we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure. And he whispered, carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure. One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. And to all a good night. I still don't know who wrote that. I'm still trying to find out who wrote that. If someone knows, if you can find out who wrote this, I would gladly give them the credit. I've been doing that poem for 10 years. Never has it been more poignant for me than it is this year. My son, Craig, as many of you know, is on his second tour in Iraq as a Marine. He's in the Al Anbar province. As you know, that's where the ugliest stuff is happening. And so this is a very... I'm proud of my son, as I know other Americans are of their sons, other members of the coalition. There are a lot of families out there who have children who are fighting, who are out there standing a post on behalf of a concept, and that concept is freedom. You and I enjoy, and I want us to remember one thing as I sign off for this half hour. Do we go to a break? I'll be back in the other half hour with Bob and Jeff Dillenschneider. But I want you to remember this as we go out. Freedom isn't free. Someone has to pay for that. Pray for our men and women in uniform. If you need a name, my son's name is Craig. I'll be right back.
That you love me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.